Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Let's grab one quick phone call here. Jennifer wanted to check in, and why wouldn't she? Jennifer, welcome to it on a Monday.
Oh, thank you so much. My only comment is the FBI and the majority of the agents there are part of the swamp, and they need kicking out, cleaning. The other thing is, where were the Republicans when Obama made the statement that he'd have more leverage after the election? And why the silence over all the crimes that Hillary Clinton committed against the American people in this nation? The other thing is, I'm sorry, I'm on a rant. The other thing is, make no mistake, this isn't just a war against our president. It's a war against you and me and everybody else that supports him. Thank you so much.
Jennifer, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm going to take a brief hiatus here because I want you to be healthy this holiday season. I want to make sure you're in good shape come Thanksgiving and Christmas to the best of your ability. I want to make sure you're there. So this comes from the Huffington Post, your favorite website and mine. Yeah, look at you back there.
Gruber, I don't like the Huffington Post. Don't tell people that.
Dude, we all know you watch and read the Huff Post. You're a big fan. Your current coffee machine may be a bacteria breeding ground. Party for the bacteria. According to a recent test performed by CBS stations in Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Chicago, the news outlets swabbed parts of their 29 Keurig coffee makers, sending samples to the lab to be analyzed. One swab from a machine in Pittsburgh contained 4.6 million colonies of bacteria and mold, and E. coli showed up in the machine in Dallas. More than half of the machines came back with bacteria counts in the millions, said CBS Pittsburgh. These findings, quite disturbing to say the least. But before you vow to switch to tea, you should know that most kitchen products likely host a heck of a lot of bacteria if they're not properly cared for. A kitchen sponge, for example, home to a colony of big bacteria when it isn't sanitized. Some doctors consider it the dirtiest item in the house, containing more grime than the toilet seat. How's that making you feel? How's breakfast going for you, by the way? What are you having? Yeah, bacon. Bacon always good. Bacon always good. Pretty much anything that creates an environment for standing water will pose the risk for possible bacteria infections. Germ breeders include shower loofahs. Hey, loofah, get over here. Water bottles with a bit of liquid left inside. Yeehaw! But let's go back to the coffee. It's not just your Keurig and every other single-serve machine that could be growing swarms of germs and bacteria. Traditional coffee makers also house bacteria, yeast, and mold if not sanitized correctly. Thankfully, I use a French press. Plunger coffee. I don't use any of these things. I'm a plunger coffee guy. Trust me, Ivy and I make plunger coffee every day so we don't have to deal with the filth of a Keurig. Or anything else like that. Coffee makers, a moist environment where mold and bacteria are known to party in high numbers. That came from the University of Arizona germ specialist Kelly Reynolds, previously in the Huffington Post, also said this: our bodies can deal with them, but at some point they'll grow to levels high enough to cause sickness. So when you're out there buying your Christmas gifts or getting your single-serve coffee today, you might want to give it some consideration. Maybe that's not such a great idea. By the way, dutifully cleaning your coffee machines, if you have a coffee machine, won't just keep the germs away. It'll make your coffee taste better. There's a little tip for you. There's a little handy-dandy reusable tip for you because, well, I'm looking out for you. You know, I want you to be okay. I do. I want you to be okay, and so therefore, I'm looking out for you. Okay, one more thing, just kind of off the beaten path here because it's a couple of things here. The first thing is this. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, the guy that has overseen the hapless response the feckless response to the national anthem crisis in America. The man who stood idly by and twiddled his thumbs while the league burned is reportedly asking for $50 million a year in salary. That's what he wants, $50 million a year in salary, plus the lifetime use of a private jet. That's part of his contract negotiations with the National Football League. I can't even make this up. Goodell, whose proposed contract with the NFL, currently undergoing an approval process, asked the league's compensation committee in August to raise his salary from a mere $30 million a year to $49.5 million a year. That came from ESPN, which is shocking considering they don't even have a staff left anymore. Goodell also reportedly asked for the use of a private jet for life and also requested lifetime health insurance for him and his family. You don't ask for much. You've watched the league catch fire. You've done doodly squat to stop it. You're a man who has allowed America to be insulted and allowed. Did you know that Soldier Field yesterday, Veterans Day weekend, Soldier Field was half empty? Half empty on Veterans Day, Chicago's Soldier Field. Now that's certainly deserving of a $50 million contract, isn't it? Anyhow, the commissioner currently is in battle with the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, who has threatened to sue the National Football League if negotiations regarding Goodell's contract extension are finalized without the approval of all team owners. An unnamed owner told ESPN that there are several owners in the league who don't make $40 million a year. That number for Roger just seems incredibly too much. It's offensive. It's unseemly. They should kick him to the curb. And that's what I would agree with. Roger Goodell should not be given a $50 million contract. He should be given a pink slip and his walking papers. Hey, Rog, you set the place on fire. Pack it up. Get out. See you later. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.